I'm a PC, not a Mac, so I'm a little bit scared here of what I have in front of me. So everybody take a big collective breath. I kind of did it for you. That felt good. I am Janice Lang. I have been with ICANN for 5.5 years. I have been challenged at ICANN for about 5.5 years. This has been one of the most engaging, passionate, challenging, unique, confusing, exhilarating experiences of my life. And I'm very old. I use a lot of makeup. I actually asked to do this session probably about 2 years ago. I had a very similar experience to the entry into the ICANN world that Phyllis had. Having joined ICANN in January 2007, I went to my first meeting in San Juan. And not only did my fellow staff members, who I love dearly, completely run around me expecting me to catch up really fast to the fire burning on my feet, the whole community just acted as if, you know, we've got it. You know, we're engaged, we're good. You know, open that door, we'll stare you down until you shut that door with you on the other side of it. And that's about how it felt. I left the week so confused. I had been a teacher. I had worked at Disney Corporation for 21 years. I had done independent consulting, and now I was a little ball of weeping fur. And I thought, wow, I've really made a wrong decision joining this. This is just really too crazy. You know, 5 years later, here I am, and I can't imagine any other place to be. So I wanted to be able to jump in this seat, and I'm really a handheld mic person. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really much more of an engaged out there, but I'm sitting here and focused. I really wanted to take this seat for the Welcome to ICANN to make this experience so not that. And so we are here to ask you to breathe. We're here to tell you that we're all here to help. We're all in it together, and you would be surprised the amount of people that are sitting in the session rooms acting like they've got it that don't have it any more than you do. They are here for the same reason. They're here to meet others with a similar passion. They're here to learn as much as they can, and they're all afraid to get to the mic, but somebody's got to do it first, so why not let it be you? All right? So welcome. Welcome to ICANN. You're amongst friends. ICANN is made up of staff like myself. There are about probably about 150 now. When I joined in 2007, there were about 50. So we're growing at a very rapid pace, actually, for a small global organization. And there are growing pains, but we're staff, we're proud of it, and as such, we are set upon to implement the work of the community. Our job is to not create the policy. Our job is to implement the policy and to assure the security and stability of the internet through our work and our liaisons with the other technical communities of the internet. So we are here to help you this week. When you see someone with a staff badge, for those at home, I'm holding up the lovely registration badge with a blue stripe on top. We are here to extend our hand out to you. If we're in the halls and the byways and the sessions, as long as we're not presenting, please feel free to step up to any staff member to ask a question as simple as where's the bathroom. We get here early enough in the week that we have a good lay of the land. All seriousness, any of us and all of us are here to help make this experience better for you. The ICANN staff is a very passionate and sincere group of people that come from a variety of backgrounds. We are experts in some fields, not all fields. And that's why we have consultants and contractors, but we have the community because they are expert in their fields. And so we engage with them to make this a stronger and more complete community and a community of work. But we're a good lot, so, you know, hang with us for the week. The community is made up of stakeholders, which means, as I said to my fellows this morning in the fellowship session, if your fingertips touch a keyboard, you belong here. You're a stakeholder in the internet. So whether you're an independent contributor or you are part of one of our community constituencies or stakeholder groups, you all make up our ICANN community. By coming here on day one, you are part now of the ICANN community. And lastly, the board. The board is an amazing group of people who are not all compensated for their time. They are volunteers like the community is, all volunteer. And you'll hear some about compensation of the board members, and that is an evolving practice. But for the most part, they are all volunteers and spend countless hours out of their day jobs to be involved in this community to help make good decisions for the global internet community. They are also available with their handout. I told my fellows this morning, titles go out the window when you come into this conference. So the board members are here to engage with you. Everyone has a busy week. Someone might actually say, I'd really like to help you, but I'm on my way to a session to present or I'm this. That's okay. That's not a rebuff. You're going to see them again at one of the five cocktail parties that go on all week. You're going to see them in the hallways when they aren't busy during the coffee breaks. And please go up and re-engage. Board, community, and staff, we're all here for you. The ICANN multi-stakeholder model, as Liz said, you're going to hear this over and over again. Some people sitting in this room have already been engaged in it in some way, even though they've never come to the ICANN meeting. So it may not be a new experience. But it is a model that is unique. And that for 14 years with ICANN, we've been learning it, helping to guide ourselves and the model in the direction that works for the community. But it is meant to be the great equalizer. So again, no matter how you arrive here, by your own independent self or as part of a community group, you have an equal voice here. I went ahead and stole this slide from Phyllis when she shared it with me. Again, the repetitive nature of understanding the community names, the community mission, the constituency and stakeholder groups. The worst part about the first time experience at ICANN is the acronyms, those things that are kind of guttural in your throat, CAC. You know, I mean, who thought that that was going to sound right? You know, you're sitting there practicing that in the mirror. Why? I don't know. The Government Advisory Committee. So there is actually an acronym breaker, and later on in this PowerPoint, I'll share that with you. And this PowerPoint is loaded up in the remote schedule on the Prague website. And like all presentations, you can access those. And we'll hit on that later. But from a name perspective and the acronyms, don't be afraid to ask someone. Again, it's so easy to sit in the middle of a session, you're next to someone you don't know, and God help them, they might not know what it means. But don't be afraid to ask. Don't be lost in the session for fear of asking someone the simple question of what does CAC mean, okay? Who are those people and what do they do? The Government Advisory Committee is actually kind of an interesting phenomenon. Some call it the mini UN, but the governments of the world, and not all are represented here, not all choose to send representation to the GAC, but those that take their time here are here on behalf of their government. not their country. Very important to distinguish that. You might be government and country, but you are definitely government, and that is your purpose, not as an individual on the government advisory committee, but as a representative of your government. Each of these advisory committees, so where you see it end with AC, again, to be repetitive, it's an advisory committee. We even have advisors on the board that sit on the board that do not get to vote. There are voting and non-voting seats on the board. If you are an advisory or a liaison to the board, you do not vote, but you are there to give advice. And Heather Dryden, who is the chair of the GAC, sits on the board to give advice, and it must be listened to. We take it very seriously. Okay. The CCNSO, on the other hand, you see SO on the end. That's a supporting organization, a different function in the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. So representatives from each of these groups sit on their own councils and also have nominated positions onto the board. You can take someone like Sebastian Bachelet, who was the chair of the at-large and who now sits on the board. And when he sits on the board, he is sitting on the board from that perspective, not to represent, per se, the thoughts or the intents of the at-large any longer. He certainly, as a board member, listens to each of the SOs, supporting organizations, and ACs, advisory committees. But each board member sits in their own seat to listen equally to all of the SOs and ACs and their work. Before I leave this slide, each of the supporting organizations and advisory committees have a web page within the ICANN site. The GNSO, the Generic Name Supporting Organization, recently updated their website, and I have to tell you, I was impressed. They work with ICANN staff and our web admin and technical team.